The ship which the American frigate had now to oppose was a vessel of near her own size and equipage, and when Griffith looked at her again, he perceived that she had made her preparations to assert her equality in manful fight. Her sails had been gradually reduced to the usual quantity, and by certain movements on her decks, the lieutenant and his constant attendant, the pilot, well understood that she only wanted to lessen the distance a few hundred yards to begin the action. "Now spread everything," whispered the stranger. Griffith applied the trumpet to his mouth and shouted in a voice that was carried even to his enemy, "Let fall! Out with your booms! Sheet home! Hoist away of everything!" The inspiring cry was answered by a universal bustle. 50 men flew out on the dizzy heights of the different spars, while broad sheets of canvas rose as suddenly along the masts as if some mighty bird were spreading its wings. The Englishman instantly perceived his mistake, and he answered the artifice by a roar of artillery. Griffith watched the effects of the broadside with an absorbing interest as the shot whistled above his head, but when he perceived his masts untouched and the few unimportant ropes only that were cut, he replied to the uproar with a burst of pleasure.